Welcome to another episode of the Unpinned Podcast. I am the host, Pinterest manager, and content creator, Fenley, and I can't wait to share everything with you today. So let's get started. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. So I am going to cover an interesting topic. It may or may not be relevant, but it really depends on you with your marketing strategy on Pinterest. So I'm just going to just dive right into it and make this really quick and brief. So tailwinds versus tailwind communities versus group boards. I was about to say tailwind boards and communities group. Sorry. Backwards day today. So I don't know if you know, but I throw the word tailwind around a lot, and you hear me talk about it so much. I talk about it in my blogs. I've talked about it in my lives. I constantly talked about it, and I'm pretty sure I talked about it a few times in this podcast as well. And I'm just going to go ahead and just briefly discuss like the one thing people are just really wondering about. Like, does tailwind communities work or does group boards work? Like, which one works? And I just want to put it out there that this whole entire podcast, like what I'm about to say, it's not meant to bash or shame others upon using either option. It's just to give some insight to both sides. So that way, you know, each individual person can make their own decisions because you know what? We're all grown, right? So let's first cover what each of them are and how they work, and then we'll jump right into pros and cons. So starting with group boards, let's talk about what group boards are. So if you don't know what group boards are boards, of course, that are on Pinterest. And how it works is that it's hosted by a user who adds other people, which the proper term would be collaborators, to contribute pins to the board. So they fill up the board with their pin content. And how you can join a group board is you would, of course, either ask the person who owns the board for permission to join, or if you are in that community groups realm where on Facebook, sometimes they have Pinterest group board communities of some kind, you can go ahead and find a bunch of people. There's always people that are posting, hey, I have this new board. If you want to collaborate, contact me and I'll let you join and put your stuff in. So there are actually Facebook community groups like that for Pinterest, and they do that on the daily, and I've seen it happen. Or, you know, they go, hey, you know what? I made this new board. Come and join, whatever. They leave it open. Anyway, so they do have rules. Some of them do. Some of them have rules, which is typically the standard rules that, you know, if you share a pin, you must share an X amount of pins and it must be related to the group board topic. And, you know, of course, once you're a contributor, you can start sharing your pins, and you figure it's really great because you get all that exposure through your, you know, pins being reshared and all of that stuff. I have not seen a limit to the amount of people who can be contributors to a Pinterest group board. And nor have I seen a limit at how much one can share on a board. So there's really no cap. There's no way to really constrict or confine anybody to a certain amount. You can share as much as you want. And of course, you know, follow the rules. So let's talk about tailwind communities in a nutshell. So what are tailwind communities? And if you don't know, tailwind communities is a similar thing to Pinterest boards, but they are only available inside of the Tailwind app. And when I say app, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the one on your phone. They call it Tailwind app, actually, is the proper name. You can also use it on your computer. You don't have to only use it on your phone. I just wanted to put that out there. Sorry. So it has the same exact kind of concept behind a Tailwind community that a group board has, which is that you share your pins as well as other people's pins so that you have that potential to get all that traffic and exposure and reshares and repins that, you know, you typically wouldn't get by yourself. And how Tailwind communities work is that before, some of them are private or restricted or something like that. I can't think of the right term right now, but Tailwind communities, some of them you can join right in because they're open, or some of them are blocked off to where you have to apply. And when you apply, you just basically tell them who you are, what you do, and sometimes I even add in for my clients like how they could contribute to the Tailwind community. And typically I don't ever get rejected or not accepted into a community. It just does take a little bit of patience because the admins do need time to go through their notifications sometimes, because there also is a Tailwind community chat in which everybody within that Tailwind community can actually talk to each other. So you can even promote your business in a Tailwind community chat, which is really cool, as long as it's not breaking any of the rules or guidelines that the community has set. So before you can join a Tailwind community, even though it's private, you can still go in and preview the community. So that way you can get a sense for the overall activity of the community. It'll give you the insight activity numbers. And it'll also give you content examples of pins that are already in the community. And you can also review their rules and guidelines. You know, as opposed to a group board where you can see all the content, the contributors and the rules, you know, there's really no blocking people off other than the fact that they're not a contributor to the board. That's pretty much it. Tailwind communities also have stats and insights. So you can see how each member is performing in the community and how the community is performing overall. So it's very, very easy to see the numbers, and it's available to everybody. It's just not restricted. Anybody can see it. And it's really great. It's also very easy for you to search for a certain type of pin that you're looking for to share from within the community. Now, the other part about Tailwind communities and how it works is that, of course, they have the same kind of guidelines, in case you were wondering. It's standard, standard, yes, you must share a pin, and yes, you have to share other people's pins. Some of them have the requirement of 1-2, 1-3, some of them say 80-20, but either way, as long as you're complying, the admin has no reason to kick you. The other beauty of Tailwind communities is I just love the analytics. I love the fact that there's a measurable way to see how everything is going. And you can even see how popular some of the pins are. So if you're looking for inspiration for your next pin designs, I mean, look no further. I mean, if you want to be able to get more reshares in a Tailwind community, I mean, how much more inspiring is it to see the actual pins that are actually being reshared in the communities that you are in? So next time you can really think about your redesign on your pin in case you want to be more pinnable. So let's talk about the pros and cons. So pros and cons for group boards. And again, I'm going to repeat myself because I really don't want anybody to take any offense to any of this or be like, oh my God, like she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's crazy. She's just, look, I am talking this completely from my perspective as a Pinterest manager, not anyone else in particular, not from any other Pinterest manager's opinion or perspective, because everybody has a different take on the Pinterest strategy in regards to group boards. So if I have to speak honestly, I do not use group boards as part of my client's Pinterest marketing strategy. And I'll explain why in a bit. But here are some of the pros to group boards. So you can gain a potentially large amount of traffic and repins with the people that you're sharing the content with, because you're within a similar niche, they're going to want to. And that's just a part of it. And the reason why group boards was such a really great thing back in the day for Pinterest is because Pinterest had this hopes of being able to share content and spread content fast enough for other people to see. So they created the 80-20 rule, which is you share 80% of your content as well as 20% of someone else's content. That used to be the old Pinterest marketing strategy. However, since Pinterest has changed their view on how they want to serve their users, it is now 100% fresh content. It has nothing to do with any sharing anybody else's content as part of the marketing strategy. But I do encourage it because it really does help with the exposure and activity. We just don't do it as much, and Tailwind community provides the perfect ratio in not overloading all of that stuff. So with that being said, people from the board who will engage with your pin will raise your pins to higher rankings potentially. And some of the activities can lead to conversions. But here's the kicker for me. It's so hard to measure the performance or the return of the investment in a group board. There's just no way to track it. Like, even the person who owns the group board can't even keep track of everybody who reshares pins and who doesn't. Like, there is no record keeping. And that was like one of the biggest things that was a real thorn for me. It's like, well, how am I supposed to know if the group board is actually doing something for my clients? Now, don't get me wrong, there is a way. It does involve Tailwind app. So if you go to your group boards and you go to your pin inspector, that is where you can see how your pin is doing within that board. But I mean, again, unless the admin has access to everybody else's stuff, she won't be able to see all of that. So, I mean, to me, it's hard. To me, it's just very, very hard. I mean, even if she was able to see everybody's pins within a board, there is another huge reason why that I don't use group boards, and this really just enforces my belief on it, and it's my ultimate reason. So I find it very, very, very difficult and hard to find a decent, good group board. And I say this because I dedicated many, many hours for a client I had because she wanted to stay in a group board, but the group board I saw her in was not benefiting her in any way, shape, or form. There was no return on investment. So I decided that she should leave the group board, and in return, I would find her a different one. It was super hard, you guys. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I have combed through so many communities. And even though I was in those communities that asked people to jump on their boards, it just turns out that my client just never really benefited from it. But as soon as my client got the Tailwind app and I had her on the Tailwind communities, because she had no idea that the group boards weren't helping her. She thought it was actually doing something, but she just had no idea how or if it was coming from there. So when I put her in Tailwind communities, like, I was able to double her traffic in a month. Like, double. And it's not because I was relying on those people to reshare her stuff, but it really did help being able to share 100% of her fresh content as well as fill in some of the holes, because she didn't have a lot of content, but I still wanted to keep her activity level pretty up so that way she can still rank within the results and still be up there and still be possible, you know? So yeah, it was just a huge headache, and I'm so glad that she allowed me to just not be too concerned about it anymore, because it was just too hard to find a decent group board, because there was nobody to regulate all of that content information, and it was just huge. It was so bombarded. But even though, like, Pinterest has mentioned that they made group boards irrelevant as part of a marketing strategy on Pinterest, and you already know the reason why, and I explained it. It's because they created the 80-20 rule and it didn't work out, and their users were getting bored with seeing the same old boring content, so they changed the rules. So even though Pinterest has reinforced this, there are still people who use group boards as part of their marketing strategy. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be kind of eradicated soon, especially since they've been more cracked down about spamming pins, which I will also talk about later on. But for now, we'll keep it short and sweet. So the pros and cons for Tailwind's communities, let's talk about that. So there's a lot of pros to Tailwind communities. And of course, it really does have pretty similar perks of a Pinterest group board. You can get a lot of impressions as well as engagements and the repins. But there's just that one thing that really sets it apart. And it is the measurable activity that you can see for each member of the community and for the overall contribution of the community. You can see how many pins were contributed. You can see the best pins of the week. You can see the best pin of the month. You can see everything. And it's so nice that you can read everything at a quick glance. So it's really easy to see and understand and know if you are benefiting from a community and or not. And I feel like one of the most important things is that with a Tailwind community, if you feel like you're not being able to benefit from it, you should always feel free to be able to leave and apply to another one. And it's very, very easy to search for another community. It's really not that hard. All it takes is to use a search bar, and everybody knows how to use a search bar. If I had to say if there was one con about Tailwind communities, it's that with the Tailwind app, I really wish that their basic plan would include more Tailwind community opportunities, especially since the basic plan, the one for like, I think it's like $10 a month or something, it only allows like you to be in like 5 Tailwind communities. But then if you upgrade to the other one, which I think is like almost 10, 20, 20 bucks or something, not 10, sorry. It's almost like 20 bucks or 30 bucks, something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, I just know that the next one up is like you can be in like 20 communities and you can have like over 200 like community submissions. So they do have a limit on how many pins you can submit to Tailwind communities, and it's to each community. So if you have one pin and you're wanting to share it to 5 different communities, that counts as 5 submissions. And with the basic plan, you only get to be in 5 Tailwind communities and submit 30 times, which isn't too bad, because typically when you use this strategy, oh, look, I'm already getting into it. I will talk about Tailwind community strategies later. For right now, that is one of the cons I have about Tailwind communities. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all I got right now. So I hope that you got all the information that you needed is in regards to whether you want to use Tailwind communities or group boards. I know I said that group boards are pretty irrelevant right now, but people, like I said, people still use them. They just change the way that they use them. In a sense, but totally up to you. And I know it sounded pretty biased earlier, but I just want you to know and understand both methods. And even though I prefer one over the other, I do want to leave the choice to you on which one you believe to be best for you and your business goals. So I am so happy that I get to announce this, I have a couple of things coming up for me. One is I am having my Pinterest party, which is a power hour with me where you get to ask all your questions and we get to work on your Pinterest account live. Like I get to touch it, look at it, you know, however you want to do it, if you're comfortable with it, me touching it. It will be happening on Thursday the 24th at 12 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time. And yeah, feel free to join me then. But also next week on Thursday the 17th at 1 o'clock p.m. Hawaii Standard Time, I will be speaking at a networking group hosted by Mira Brittman. I am so excited to be working with her. We are going to be helping our members or the people who attend and register. We wanted to offer them something and a type of skill or service that they can use with their business. And one of the things that came up was designing posts. So I am going to be speaking and teaching people and guiding them on how to design amazing social media posts using free software. So if you would like to join and register, please feel free. It's all available on Eventbrite. I will give you the links in the description. And if anything, because I know Spotify doesn't really have links, you can go ahead and head on over to Eventbrite. And if you just look up Jess Fen Lee, I'm pretty sure you can find all of the events that I host and you can register for them. But for now, I appreciate all the time that you took to listen to me today. And I appreciate the space that you hold for me. Please come back next week because I am going to be so stoked for the next topic. Until then, stay well. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know you learned something, so share it with others. And if you would like to connect with me through social media, all of my links are in the description below, where you can also sign up for my newsletter. You can even message me with all of your questions. I'm always here if you need me. So until next time, keep pinning.